In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is never shopping.
In a field near the home where I grew up, there was a huge eucalyptus tree that was well over 100 feet tall. And it had many appealing branches for children to sit in, but they were simply, because of the way this tree grew, they were simply too high to reach. The trunk was too large to climb. But by the age of 11, myself and some of the neighborhood friends in the neighborhood, we had figured out a way that we would get up this tree eventually because it was just too tempting to leave there unclimbed. We assembled some wood slats and got our hammers and nails and decided we were going to nail a makeshift hammer into the trunk of the tree and see if we can make our way up this tree. And so we did this, and it actually worked, and we were quite pleased with ourselves because we could reach that first set of branches and actually climb this tree. And over time, that tree actually became a gathering point for us kids. It was a fun thing to climb it and sit in its branches, and it became a hanging out point for the neighborhood kids on weekends and over the summertime on summer days. But what I discovered is, though this particular tree was so much fun as a kid, things changed as I got older. Because I was a little older, I was a senior in high school, and I decided I would climb that tree again, and I discovered that that ladder that had taken me up so many times before suddenly was a little shifty under my weight because I weighed a little bit more than I did a few years before that. And pulling myself up the branches of the tree was so much more of a workout than it was when I was a few years younger. And even balancing on the slats of that makeshift ladder that we had made had become so precarious because for my feet that were so much larger now, that space was so small to hang on, it felt like it was clinging to the edge of a cliff, and it just was not as fun as it once was. It had become a lot more work. And in today's gospel text, we hear how Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree, and he didn't climb this tree for recreation. He climbed the tree for one reason, because he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see this Jesus of Nazareth, who he had heard so much about, who had caused such a stir. But his height prevented him from seeing. There was a crowd always around this Jesus of Nazareth. He could not see. He couldn't see over the crowd because his view was obstructed. So he did something about it. He climbed a tree in order that he could see Jesus. And this gospel text is read today, in essence, on the church calendar today. We read it on this day because it is reminding us that great Lent is coming. We read about Zacchaeus today because he is a model of repentance. And his repentance is to serve for us as a guide during this upcoming journey of great Lent. And today, I would like to focus on not so much the acts of Zacchaeus and his repentance, but I would like to focus on that tree that Zacchaeus climbed. Because in a sense, repentance is kind of like that tree that Zacchaeus climbed. Or it's kind of like that eucalyptus tree I used to climb as a child. Climbing a tree might be fun for a kid, but as we become adults, it's not as much fun because it's a lot more work. And repentance likewise, in like manner. When we first embark upon the journey of repentance, it's easier. There's a great relief to unburden ourselves the heavy burden of sin. But over time, as we continue the journey of repentance, repentance becomes more difficult. It involves greater effort on our part. It becomes work. Climbing that tree of repentance helps us because it changes our vantage point. And that's what we have to keep in mind. Not the work that is involved, but recognizing that the work is worth it because it changes our vantage point. Rather than our vision being obstructed by the cares of this world, by climbing the through repentance, we are lifted above this world to a heavenly vantage point. And from this new and raised vantage point, through repentance, we're enabled to see again. Through repentance, Christ can come into focus again. Christ, who we have lost focus of, again, he comes into focus. We do indeed need to do the work of repentance. The cares of this world can so easily and quickly pile up upon us. And sin can carelessly accumulate in our life. And it becomes this pile of stuff that obstructs our view of life, obstructs our view of Christ, and we need to, before we know it, we can't see around it or over it, and we've lost sight of Christ. We've lost sight of the kingdom of heaven. And repentance is that one act that lifts us from this earth. Repentance reminds us that we are born of heaven. Repentance helps us to ascend into the heavens once again. Repentance helps us to rise above the cares of this world. But repentance does involve work. We have to do the work of climbing. There are some who will offer criticism anytime someone embarks upon a diligent spiritual effort. Certainly a quotation I often heard growing up and throughout my life. And the quote is the saying, "Don't become so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good." And certainly it addresses a out of balance situation where someone has become so consumed with spiritual things and their expression of spirituality that they've forgotten the practical things in their life. And certainly this is not what our aim is. Certainly it's good to be diligent about spiritual things, but not in a way that forgets and becomes irresponsible to our practical earthly commitments and responsibilities. This is out of balance. This is a compartmentalized living of our life. Spirituality doesn't belong in this box and practical areas over here. We have to recognize that the call of the Christian life is one to integration, where the compartments are blown apart and we recognize that we live truly balanced and integrated life. And to do that, we have to seek godly wisdom. And so I would suggest that it's quite the opposite than that saying. It's not so much that if we are so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. We have to recognize that unless we become heavenly minded, we will never be of any earthly good, and we're certainly not of heavenly good. But it's often the case that we are fearful of being an extremist or something, and we can shy away from doing the spiritual labors that we need to do. We must not swing to that opposite perspective. We have to recognize that we're always inclined to be earthly minded because we begin our journey in this life of this earth. We have to be born anew, born of the kingdom of heaven. We begin earthly minded, and the temptation for us is always to be more earthly minded, too earthly minded. And if we are earthly minded, we are neither of heavenly good nor of earthly good. To live our life for the good of the kingdom of heaven and to live our life for the good of others on this earth requires godly wisdom. It requires the perspective of heaven. It requires the help of God. So we need to do that work of climbing that tree of repentance to get closer to the heavens, to change our perspective, to rise above this earth and gain the wisdom of God. We need to ascend the tree of repentance to see things from the perspective of heaven. What we need most is that vision of Christ in our life, to keep Christ in that focal point of our life. Just like Zacchaeus, we need to rise from the earth to see Christ once again, to be centered once again on Him and focused on Him. Perhaps the first few seasons of Great Lent for you, you could have faced with a childlike wonder. I know I did. It was new. It was exciting. It was a challenging tree for the climbing. But what happens over time? Over time, we get older. We become accustomed to what happens during the season. And our hearts grow dull. And what was once exciting now becomes a lot more effort, becomes a lot more difficult. It's just work for us to do it. So instead of anticipating a time such as Great Lent with excitement, we tend to dread its beginning as around the corner. And that's why we need to be reminded today of Zacchaeus and that climbing of the sycamore tree that he climbed. Though it may be work to ascend the branches of that tree, we recognize that the work of repentance lifts us above this world, and the efforts that we make in repentance change our vantage point. The effort of repentance may not be as exciting as it once was, but it is equally rewarding. Through repentance, we can rise above the sins of our life. We can rise above the cares of this world. And once again, we can have that heavenly perspective. And once again, we can focus on Christ, who is to be the focus of our life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.